start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org. As you know, with a new year sometimes comes a few changes. A change for us is that we will be taking a hiatus in several markets at the beginning of the new year. Denver, Atlanta, Portland, Little Rock, Orlando, and Tampa. At the start of 2023, we will not be broadcasting in these radio markets. However, if you are in those cities, you can still listen to What's Right, What's Left online at thewordcleveland.com. That's thewordcleveland.com. Cleveland, as you know, is our home market. We expect that this hiatus will be temporary, but we need to take a hiatus while we catch up on a few bills. We are a donor-supported ministry, so thank you to those of you who have been supporting us from those cities, and we look forward to getting back with you on the radio in those cities as soon as possible.
All right, folks, I just want to say, those of you in those cities, if you want to keep us on here, we've done everything we can on this end to stay on. But what you can do, go to our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org, and you'll find how you can send us support. You know, it's all up there. You can send a donation to WRWL Ministries or just WRWL, just WRWL. 14781, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road. Newbury, that's Newbury. That's Newbury, Ohio. 44065. 44065. Or you can call our office at 440-338-1367. We've done all we can. It's up to you if you want to keep us there. All right, so... We're back with Peter Glidden, and your website is drglidden.com, drglidden.com, and you recommend people go to iFil Health, IFIL Health, or and you can call them to get naturopathic medicine, therapeutics, the real stuff that doesn't have the mRNA in it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796 is the number you want to call to get the nutritional supplements that I am advocating. And the reason that I advocate them, I don't make any money from their sale. The reason that I advocate them is they're the most effective nutritional supplements I've seen in 34 years of clinical work. And a little bit of knowledge in this regard goes a long, long way. I mean, if you give a plant a fertilizer, it's going to grow stronger than a plant that doesn't have a fertilizer. Well, as it turns out, your body needs essential nutrient fertilizer. The essential nutrients that your body needs are not in the food that you eat. They're not. Some of them are, but most of them are not, and they're getting less and less every year. This is one of the reasons that everybody is sick all of the time, because their nutritional tanks are empty. And the food that they're eating doesn't have the nutrients that they need. It's basically empty calories. So you must supplement with 90 essential nutrients. It's mandatory. You have to wear a warm coat when you go outside in the winter, and boots and gloves and a hat and a scarf. Well, you need to fill your nutritional tank up on a regular basis. And the foundation pack, the healthy foundation pack that's sold by Eiffel Health, Eiffel like the tower, E-I-F-F-E-L Health, EiffelHealth.com, provide all of the nutrients. And I'm telling you, folks, you do not know what you're missing. Your body has been nutritionally deficient since the day that you were born. Put this stuff in your tank, slam these doors, kick these tires, take these supplements out for a ride just for 1 month, and tell me if you notice a difference. If you don't notice a difference, I'll eat my flippin' hat. 888-618-1796.
Okay, you've written a couple good books, Attempt to Cure, with holistic medicine. It is, you've got it all in there. In fact, you just put a big list, in the back of it, too. I was just looking at it before about these are good foods, and you list them. But you start with A, and you go through Z with all of the different ailments, okay, that that people get. And you show them very, very clearly the natural remedy for that, okay? Like right now, I'm looking at cardiomyopathy, okay, would be a good one, okay? Or carpal tunnel syndrome. I mean, you've got them all down here. Bell's palsy, blood sugar imbalances, back pain. You've got all of these things. Autism, okay. There you go. Now, that woman that was on that female doctor that was promoting the vaccines, is telling you today, she says, it's been proven the mRNA does not cause autism, has been established. Do you believe that for a minute?
No, there's not enough time has gone by to make that proclamation, make that declaration. That takes like 10 years of research before you can say something like that. It's ridiculous. It's propaganda. And, you know, these people can say these things because it's a self-regulating, self-policing industry. I mean, there was a medical doctor years ago in Florida that a woman went into him to give birth, and he was so gorked out on prescription drugs that instead of delivering the baby, he amputated one of her legs. And he's still practicing.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. It's a self-policing, self-regulating industry. Vioxx killed 50,000 people. Nobody went to jail. Bextra killed how many thousands of people? Nobody went to jail. Just do a Google search for lawsuits against drugs, all of which were approved, by the way, by the Food and Drug Administration, and your head will explode. Corrupt industry, and, you know, from start to finish, it's demonic. As far as I'm concerned, the pharmaceutical industry is demonic. There's no other way to say it.
Well, it is. It's absolutely pharmakia. It means witchcraft.
Yeah.
That's what it means, witchcraft. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's how much more simpler can you get? You know, the worst that I had seen up until this, I remember being in a prison ministry some years ago, and we had a guy that had one eye. He had one eye, and they were supposed to remove the bad eye. The bad eye, and guess what they did? They took out his good eye.
Yeah.
And so he went totally, he was totally blind, really good, okay. But
unbelievable.
Then there was another case where they had a guy, and one of the inmates, they gave him a complete hip replacement, and then a couple of days later executed him.
Yeah. It's absurdity. It reaches a level of absurdity, right?
Yeah.
And this can only happen inside of a monopoly, by the way. Because inside of a monopoly, you can fail upwards, and there are no consequences when you screw up. And if we actually had a free medical market, you know, if your medical insurance paid for every type of medicine, your medical insurance paid for nutritional supplements, your medical insurance paid for chiropractors, for naturopaths, for acupuncture, for botanical medicine, for massage therapy, for naturopathic medicine, if that happened, and if we all had access to hospitals, and if universities did research as on our stuff as much as they do on pharmaceuticals, if all of that happened within 2 years, most medical doctors would be out of a job. Because in a free medical market, people gravitate towards what works. And what works for health recovery in the context of chronic disease is alternative medicine. MD-directed medicine is really good for trauma care, surgery when it's necessary, military field medicine, and complications of childbirth. That's it. It's a failed methodology, and people need to abandon it as quickly as possible. People need to extract themselves from the medical monopoly. And I would encourage people also to cancel your medical insurance and buy a faith-based insurance policy instead. There are cooperative, faith-based medical insurance groups out there that offer much better deals than your medical insurance does. You need to learn how to extract yourself from the medical mousetrap, ladies and gentlemen, because it's bad medicine from start to finish.
All right, very good. I totally, completely agree with you on that. My question, okay, here you go. When you talk to Josh Hawley, I want to be a part of that. Get in that department of holistic medicine. So when you do talk to him on that, let me know, because we'll start some kind of a campaign.
All right, very good. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take grassroots support. I have a friend who owns a really great botanical medicine company, and he has, years ago, there was a licensing bill in some state that they needed support for, and he had 600,000 people call Congress, and it completely overwhelmed their phone banks. So there is a groundswell of support for this, but it's like the silent majority, right? It's the silent majority. This stuff is never going to be covered by the mainstream, even though it should. Herbal dietary supplements reached record sales in 2021, $12.350 billion in the United States. This was a 10% increase from the previous year because, well, you know, God made herbs and man made drugs. Who do you trust? People are starting to wake up as to the shortcomings and the failures of the pharmaceutical method and starting to educate themselves and lean more heavily on botanical medicines and nutritional supplements. And you better get it while the getting's good, ladies and gentlemen, because the FDA is coming for your homeopathy, it's coming for your herbs, and it's coming for your vitamins.
Well, they're going to get a fight, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The bottom line is, like you're saying, the AMA, they have taken a real hard credibility shot. I mean, big time. People, you know, and I'm hearing people all the time, and I never heard this before, not in years past, but they're scared to death of going to the hospital nowadays. They're scared to death of going to the hospital. And, you know,
You know what they just did in California? They just passed a law yesterday in California. I was talking to a patient the other day who's in California. Oh, I can't call him a patient. I'm sorry. I was talking to a client of mine in California. And he said that California just passed a law that if you're a licensed medical practitioner in California, you have to do what the CDC says. And if you do anything different than what the CDC recommends, your medical license will be yanked. That just passed in California.
The CDC is owned lock, stock, and barrel by Big Pharma.
100%.
Now, the CDC just came out, and the CDC is pushing for school districts to promote LGBTQ. In other words, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer. That is exactly what...
I need to hear that again. What is it? What is that?
Lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer.
Sanders, you're the greatest.
Well, there's another preacher out there that's saying LGBTQ means let God burn them quickly. So, in other words, but they're pushing this. What does the CDC have to do with promoting the pushing? So, you know what that's going to do? It's really going to help the homeschooling movement big time, and it's really going to continue to help Christian schools. Every day in this country, three new Christian schools open, okay? And
no kidding.
Yeah, so they're really going to help the Christian schools opening. And the public school system is, you know, more and more people are, you know, when they find out what they're doing, you know, they're pulling their kids out of there. You've got, and now you've seen what the military is doing, right? And you had Drag Queen Austin saying, we're not woke, right? But now in the military, if you wake up one day, you may be a... 6'6", 300-pound male, right? But you feel like you're a woman. You just wake up and you have one of those women-feeling days, right? You can go into the showers with the women in the military now. You can walk right in there, and you're not supposed to touch them when you get in there naked with them. But the women can't object, because if they object to that, then they're being... Well, everybody's racist. I mean, even right. even Bridges.
I mean,
now.
It's insane. It's insane, Pastor. It's. I mean, it's insane. It's nuts. It has no basis in science. It has no basis in reality. And the fact that God-fearing, good people, and even people who don't have a relationship to God are letting this happen, I mean, speaks volumes. I think people are just scared. People are scared to stand up. People are scared that they're going to be criticized on social media. Oh, my God, somebody's going to unlike me on Facebook. Give me a flipping break. People need to get a backbone. Pastors around this country need to stand up, need to start rallying the troops. People all around this country need to start standing up for what they believe in, calling a spade, calling an idiot, and trying to take things back.
Well, you're absolutely right. But I say that's what those 20 congressmen, the holdouts, are all about.
That's right. You're right.
See, you know, Fox News and all of these have been trying to demonize these people, but I can tell you what, they have the support of most of the people I know. Most of the people I know say, you know what, that's the way I feel. We've had it. We're so tired, so very tired, so very, very tired of being betrayed. We just don't want to do it. We won't do it anymore. And so,
and remember, Fox News, owned by Rupert Murdoch, is, as far as I'm concerned, controlled resistance.
It's by his two sons right. now have taken over.
And, yeah, you know, Tucker Carlson's only going to go so far. It's Hannity's only going to go so far. They're not going to.
Oh, I'm finished with Hannity. I've cut. I won't watch him anymore. When he, under oath, after, you know, he was. Promoting President Trump, and then they put him under oath, and he said, "I never thought that there was any voter fraud to begin with." That finished him with me right there. Hannity and I are finished when he did that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, man, 100%.
And so, and see, this is where you have to get. We have to get real, and this is why, you know, here at the beginning, when we had Mike call in here tonight. To be the head of the Board of Elections out there. We need real people that are not rhinos. We're just tired of being sold out by these rhinos.
I mean, it's crazy. It's become one monster with two heads, right? The swamp creature, one monster with two heads.
Absolutely.
Maybe these 20 people will be the start of a new thing. I certainly hope so.
Well, you know, here's some things. According to Bannon, and I got a feeling, and this is just my opinion, but I got a feeling that Trump is doing a lot of the strategizing. He's a great strategist, and here as far as what's going on, and I understand, according to Bannon, Bannon said out there that Trump said he would like to be Speaker of the House. You know, if Trump was Speaker of the House, right away, the first thing he would do is impeach Biden. I mean, there's enough evidence on Biden and Kamala Harris to put them away for a long, long time, and especially Nancy right. Pelosi. But and that would leave the third place, and that would be the Speaker of the House would become the president.
That's and interesting.
So, I mean, that's now, again, they could do that. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be appointed a Speaker of the House. As soon as you're appointed Speaker, then you become a member of Congress. And
that's
so,
interesting.
So that's an interesting thing. But I got a feeling that that Trump is in the background there strategizing. A lot of this stuff is going on. But we need to continue to keep this whole situation in prayer, and especially on the Brunson court case tomorrow. We really need to keep that in prayer.
And wouldn't that be great if that?
Got a question for that guy. May I ask Dr. Glidden a question? Moving, Dr. Glidden, are there any cures for the side effects of any of the COVID things? From your side of the table, is there anything that you're seeing? Reversal on whether it's myocarditis or any of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a great question. So the answer is,
Dr. Glidden,
can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is he there?
You got me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm just asking, are there any herbal or holistic cures for any of the side effects of the poisonous bolt? Whether it's myocarditis or any of the other stuff, are there any cures?
Yes, 100%. The answer is yes. However, there's nothing, there are a few generic things that people can do, right? So, for instance, we know that the poisonous poke has a net negative effect on the lungs and it induces clot formation in the lungs. So one thing that you can do is increase your consumption of essential fatty acids to give more support to your lungs. We know that the poisonous poke creates myocarditis.
Mm-hmm.
So there are botanical medicines that you can take to support your heart function, and there are nutritional supplements that you can take to support your heart function. But as far as there being like an antidote to the poisonous poke, there are none.
Okay.
And we have generic recommendations, like you can do this, this, and this to support lung health,
mm-hmm.
and everybody should do that. You can do this, this, and this to support heart health, and it's a good idea if you did that. And if you've had the poke and you start to develop symptoms, the symptoms that your body is expressing will determine what you need in order to get on the other side of it. And that becomes an individualized process. So there are a handful of things that we can do generically, but where the rubber really hits the road in helping people to get over the net negative effects of the poisonous poke has to be individualized. So it's a little complicated, but the short answer is yes. There are things that people can do.
Well, but the encouraging thing is that there may be, and I realize that everything doesn't work the same for everybody.
Well, and different people, for instance, if you look at dog food, and here's one of life's greatest ironies, that most people's pets are more nutrified than they are.
Yes.
Because the dog food industry figured out years ago that if you put nutrients into the dog food, you have a better dog, you have a longer lived dog, and everybody's happier. But you'll notice that the amount of nutrients on the large dog breed food are different than the amount of nutrients on the small dog breed food. And that's because an animal that's 200 pounds needs more nutrients than an animal that's 30 pounds, right?
That's right.
And it's the same with human beings. So one of the variables here in the wonderful world of applied medical nutrition is that the dosage of the stuff that we recommend changes based upon your body weight. And that's an important consideration. And we're always attempting to hit the Goldilocks zone with, the dosage of whatever we give to anybody, because not enough, it's not going to be good. Too much, it's not going to be good. We have to try to hit the sweet spot every time. And so you're right. There does need to be individualization here. And honestly, it's not that hard to figure that out. And if you're smart enough to pass the driver's license test, you're smart enough to be able to figure out what to do to support and promote your body's ability to fix itself. And that is the information that's included in my books that Pastor has for sale. Everybody that's listening here needs to call Pastor's office and get these books.
We have Attempt to Cure, a holistic medicine that's almost 300 pages. And, folks, this is a good one because it tells you, like I said, it lists all the different ailments from A to Z, and then it tells you all the natural cures. So what you do how you work it. You even got varicose veins, okay? In here, and so and vertigo. So you've got literally from A to Z, and so I can't believe you've got nosebleeds. You've got all of these things.
Genghis Khan died from, right? The conqueror of the world, Genghis Khan, the great Khan,
sure,
right? Conquered the world and died from a nosebleed. Go figure.
Well, but anyhow, so we have these two books, both of them. The other one is Everybody Is Sick and I Know Why, a startling expose regarding the abject failure of medical-directed allopathic medicine. and a testimony regarding to the remarkable promises of applied to naturopathic medical therapeutics. We've got both of these books available for donation of $50 or more. A donation, that's
get
what we do.
Get them while the getting's good, ladies and gentlemen. Call the office right now and order them. Support the ministry. And, you know, get yourself into the undiscovered country of wonderful naturopathic medicine.
Get them before they put you in jail, because, you know.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story about that real quick. The naturopathic medical school that I went to was called Bastyr University, and it's outside of Seattle. And it was named after Dr. John Bastyr, who was a pioneer of naturopathic medicine in the 1900s. And I was fortunate enough to take a couple of classes with Bastyr. He was in his late 80s when I was matriculating. But nonetheless, he was up and around and still teaching, and he was a, you know, a very inspirational guy. And between classes, there were a bunch of us that were sitting around kind of shooting the breeze with him. And he chuckled and he said, "Well, son, back in my day, you weren't really considered a real naturopathic doctor unless you'd spent some time in jail." So, yeah, I hope that doesn't happen to me, but you never know.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm wondering all the time, you know, I expect any day because of what we do here and what we bring out here on the air, that any day they may come in here and you know, I've actually done three radio programs with FBI agents live in the studio with me. But those were the good guys. Those weren't the dirty cops. These were the good guys. But they were here because they heard complaints. Believe it or not, people were actually saying that I was going on the air threatening to kill Slick Willie, okay? And I said, all you have to do is listen to the programs. They said, we do. We've listened to all of them. But we have to run it down. We have to go through the motions. But anyhow, so I'm wondering every day when we might see them coming in. We just had a fellow on the program who they came to his house, Ken and Barbie. They used 75 agents came in to raid his house. They came in with armored equipment. They were going to bash the door down with an armored ram. And his wife was home alone. She opened the door and stepped out and said, "What do you want?" That ruined their fun. They just like to, unbelievable, but that we've become into a police state today. This is why it's so important that we really do get some changes made out there. And so, anyhow, we have these books here. Everybody is sick, folks, and a donation we would ask of $50 or more, and you get them. So if you can't afford it, let us know, and maybe we can get it to you without charge. But are you ready to take some calls, Peter?
Oh, I was born ready, Pastor. Bring it on, baby.
Already, we're ready to go. But first, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to open the phone line. So go ahead and take us to a break.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, "Heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege." When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. When the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs, you know corruption reigns in government, but heaven Britain's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992, when they murdered Vickie Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. When the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. Gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to take some calls. So let's go to, well, Cliff beat me here tonight. Let's go to take Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Peter. My two recommendations for novels would be When We Meet Again, and the character is searching for her grandfather, who was a POW here as a German Nazi in Florida. So that would be one. And Reckless Girls, which is a kind of a redo of Lord of the Flies. It's kind of a fun, dark book. Mm-hmm. But, yeah,
excellent.
That's Reckless Girls. The lady from the book club really liked it. But I have a couple of questions that relate to anxiety. I'm doing a couple of audiobooks on that. One is, it was called Rewire Your Anxious Brain, and it's talking about how some anxieties, you know, the cortex, left hemisphere, right hemisphere, music can help that, you know, to go to the left hemisphere. And then it's talking about the amygdala, where it's like a deep-seated fight, fright, or freeze reaction that you have to deal with in other ways. And it talks about how exercise, you know, if you do hardcore exercise, it can reduce anxiety for maybe 96 hours. But my another book is called The Anatomy of Anxiety, and it's a doctor, a psychiatrist from...
You kind of have to hurry it up a little bit, Cliff. The entire board is lit up.
Yeah, all right. So my question is, inositol was one of the suggestions, and the lady said in the appendix, and she was saying that she would recommend taking inositol as one of the things for anxiety in powder form, up to 18 grams. That seems to me very high as one of the, you know, things to take for anxiety.
Yeah, well, it's not one of the first things that I would recommend for anxiety. And you're right that sometimes the anxiety, it's a learned behavior, and you have to unlearn that behavior. And one of the best ways to do that is with a technique called neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming teaches you how to rewire your brain so that the anxious thoughts are replaced with other thoughts, and then they kind of just recede and dissipate into the distance. The first thing to consider, and as far as I'm concerned with anxiety, is that there's a deficiency of calcium and magnesium in the body. And when you have deficiencies of calcium and magnesium, it's very easy to become anxious. So, you know, like if you have too much caffeine, like you get worked up internally, and it doesn't have anything to do with what's going on situationally. It's all metabolic. Well, when you don't have enough calcium and magnesium in your body, with an emphasis on calcium, it's very easy to become worked up internally. So my first recommendation for people that are dealing with anxiety is take the Healthy Foundation Pack. That's available at Eiffel Health, and one extra bottle of the white liquid calcium, which is called Beyond OsteoFX. Do that for 30 days and see if you get traction from it.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Cliff. We got to move on. Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, Randy. And God bless my favorite doctor, Dr. Glidden. Good evening.
Thanks a lot, man. Right back at you.
It's been a couple of months since I talked to you, Doc. I remember I had the lower bowel trouble, and I had with my gallbladder and in the liver and all that. Well, I loaded up on your Healthy Pack. I loaded up on your liquid calcium. And also, I got a bottle of the liquid minerals and vitamins, along with your EF, your fish oil capsules. And I'm telling you, I'm on my third order. Everybody listening to me, I'm telling you right now, don't miss the boat. Get the phone number. Order this stuff. You cannot afford to get this stuff in your body, especially with the COVID, the flus, and everything else. You want to feel better and healthy and get your stuff going? Doc, I'm going to get off here. I'm telling you, God bless you, Pastor Sanders, too, and for putting this information. People, order the stuff. It works. Take it from Coach Dwayne. Ping on and go Buckeyes. I love you guys.
God bless. Thanks, Coach. All right. There you go. Well, let's go out to San Diego and talk to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, so I've never had the vaccine for COVID, but about a year and a half ago, my wife, she's 81, she got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but she's never had any boosters since then, and no apparent side effect. What was the final verdict on Johnson & Johnson? Because I know it didn't use the mRNA technique for development. What possible side effects can be attributed to Johnson & Johnson?
I'm not sure. But I'm sure there are many. And remember, these were not really vaccines. These were experimental medical treatments which were given to people without proper informed consent. So it's probably going to be 5 or 6 years before anybody really knows the full extent of the net negative effects of these treatments. And, you know, normally when the vaccine is brought to marketplace, it's a 10-year wait time minimum, because they have to do all of this testing to make sure that it's not killing people. Well, they didn't do that this time, so nobody knows. But the basic thing to understand here for your wife at her age is if she is asymptomatic, that's a good thing. But I would have her heart checked out. I would have her heart checked out. I would have an ultrasound of the heart, a Doppler ultrasound of the heart, to make sure that it's okay. I would also have her liver enzymes checked with blood work and her kidney function checked with blood work. That's a really inexpensive, easy test. I would do kidney function, liver function, and I would do a Doppler ultrasound of the heart just to make sure everything's hunky-dory.
Let me say this, Jack. We've had several people that have died within a couple of days of taking the shot, several, and all of them had taken the Johnson vaccine. And so your wife's probably safe. I mean, I don't know, but we've had...
Well, you know, the only reason why she got the vaccine is because her sister invited her to a concert that required everybody to be vaccinated for attending the concert. So I think she regrets doing it. But I did want to say, for people that were threatened that you can't get into college, you'll lose your job, whatever the case may be, if you don't take the vaccine, and you suffer ill effects from the vaccine, you can sue because you took the vaccine under duress. And
there you go.
Duress, you can't have a legal agreement or a legal contract if you're doing it under duress, and it negates any other immunity that the other party might enjoy. And how you know if you have a good case or not is if you have a good case because you agreed to do something under duress, you will find an attorney that will take the case contingent, which means you pay nothing, and the only way the attorney gets paid is if he wins the case. The only caveat to that is you want to make sure that it's contingent based on his fees and his costs.
All right, very good. Well, thanks, Jack, but we do have to move on. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
That's excellent info, Jack.
I had a couple comments about, you had mentioned about the voter fraud, and I was just trying to think this out and look for a solution, but say if I'm a Democrat and I vote for a rhino on purpose to get the rhino in there, then that's my vote. You know, you'll only vote once, so that's if they want to give up their vote just for that. So I'm thinking it must be more than that. They must be voting more than one.
No, they do it in the primary. So in other words, so you have two or three Republicans running, and they vote all the Democrats, and that what he was talking about, the
sure,
woman.
You can only vote once. So
yeah.
Then they can't really vote for a Democrat. So I'm wondering if that's the whole problem, because you can only vote once, and so they can't vote for a Democrat then. So, I mean, if they want to give their vote up for that. But I think it must be more than that. They must be voting more than once.
Well, no, they are voting for a Democrat. You see what they're doing is they're taking Democrats, running them as a Republican in the primary. They get enough votes because people don't know. All they see is an R behind their name, and they go in. So they would get whatever Republican votes plus all the Democrat votes, and then they run as a Republican, but they're really Democrats, which we call rhinos. But
Peter had mentioned about people not being afraid and stuff. I used to work for the government, and we had this guy come in. This is about 20 years ago, and he was talking about the terrorists blowing up stuff and calling in. He said they always call in before they blow up a building. Always call in, and I said I don't understand why don't they just blow it up. Why are they calling first? He said because that's what they are. They're terrorists. They wanted everybody shaking their boots and be afraid. And that's what these people are today. That's what helps me today. All these people, they're terrorists. They want us shaking their boots, and it helps me to hold the picture that they just want us to be afraid. You know, they're terrorists. They want to knock on your door and make you shake, and that's the right picture of who they are. Little nothing.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. Yeah. But isn't that something that they have to ring? It reminds me of little kids. They got to call. This is like 20 years when they're blowing up the building. But they got to call first. You know, why don't they just blow it up? They want to blow something up. But they got to call first because you want to shake your boots.
All right.
Little child.
Ryan, I got to move on. Let's go to John in Minnesota.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year, John.
Ernie, all your crew. I have one question. It's a little bit of a political question. The FDA just approved that regular pharmacies could dispense the abortion pill. All I see in that is evil. I'm glad you used the word demonic, Peter, because to me that's just demonic. These things are not screened. They have multiple side effects. They're known to cause big problems. What would you say about that in the process of allowing Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid to dispense them over the counter?
Well, it's just another manifestation of the evilness of the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, it wasn't the chiropractors or the naturopathic doctors or the homeopathic doctors who were doing the inhuman experiments on the inmates in the concentration camps of World War II. It was the medical doctors.
Yeah.
It wasn't the botanical medicine industry or the vitamin industry that created the Zyklon B gas that killed everybody. It was the pharmaceutical industry. So these people are rotten to the core. They've always been rotten to the core. And remember, by pharmakia are all nations deceived.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. It's witchcraft. It's Satanism.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight that because I think that's a prime example of what you're saying about that model of so-called medicine.
Right. I couldn't agree more. You're 100% correct. It's the gift that keeps on giving. They're too big to jail and too big to fail. And because we exist inside of a medical monopoly, then they made bank on the coronavirus vaccines. And now they're taking that money and they're running with it
and they're trying to control the world even more than they already do.
You're absolutely right. You couldn't be more right. All right, thanks. Yeah. Let's go to Cindy in Chicago. Cindy, you're in the air.
Hello. Dr. Glidden, I have a fast question. I went to the chiropractor a month ago because my back since November has been popping and cracking from the base of my skull down to underneath my shoulder blade. It doesn't hurt, but I just hear it popping and cracking. And it's worse when I get out of bed in the morning. But throughout the day, it actually will stop, I guess, because I'm, you know, using my arms and everything. And he said he thinks that my body is detoxing. I don't know.
It's not. This is not a detox. This is not a detox reaction. There's a saying in medicine that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras. You think about the most common things that cause things before you think about weird things.
Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 65.
Okay. All right. So the first thing to consider is that your skeleton has finally run out of the nutrients that it needs to maintain its structural integrity. And that's what's causing the cracking and the popping and that. So my advice to you would be one healthy foundation pack with one bottle of liquid glucogel. One healthy foundation pack with one bottle of liquid glucogel. Try that for 4 weeks and see how it makes your joints feel. And remember, you can get that at 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. And remember, I don't make any money from the sale of this stuff, neither does Pastor. And we're recommending it because it works. So one healthy start pack, one healthy foundation pack and one bottle of liquid glucogel, 888-618-1796. Check it out.
All right, folks. You're listening to Dr. Peter Glidden, and his website is drglidden.com. All right, let's go to Lori. Lori, you're in the air.
Hi, God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for all you do. I have a question for Grandma. She has dangerously high blood pressure and shingles. Can you please help us?
Well, is she taking medication for it?
She is, but she says that nothing is helping her. The only thing that's been helping her is the beetroot. And she's been drinking that in her water. Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing to consider with high blood pressure is a deficiency in calcium and magnesium. The second thing to consider with high blood pressure is a problem with the kidneys. So how much does your mother weigh?
Well, she's my adopted grandma, so I'm not exactly sure. I would be saying maybe 160.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend that she do for 2 months in a row. One healthy foundation pack, one extra bottle of the liquid calcium, and one bottle of the Good Herbs Kidney and Bladder Support. That's one healthy foundation pack. One extra bottle of the liquid calcium and one bottle of the Good Herbs Kidney and Bladder Support. Have her do that for 2 months and see whether or not the blood pressure comes down. Now, in order to properly measure your blood pressure, you need to take it 3 times. So you take your blood pressure once, you count to 20, you take it a second time, you count to 20, you take it a third time, and you only record the third number. And if you do that, you'll see that the blood pressure comes down every time that you take it, usually. And the best time to take blood pressure is between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Before lunch, you'll get the most accurate blood pressure reading. So that's what I would do if I were you. And you can get that at EiffelHealth.com.
Thanks, Lori. I have to move on. And let's go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you've got 4 minutes to do your thing.
Sorry, Hal.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. You know, this administration that we got right now has really turned this country into a satanic lunatic system, not knowing the difference between good and evil and everything. And it can only get worse by dying and going to hell. And nobody that's listened to me wants to die and go to hell. And the problem is you've been lied to all your life, most of you. You've been told that living a good life and doing good works will get you to heaven. Church membership will get you to heaven. Keeping the Ten Commandments will get you to heaven. Or you've been told you'll get to heaven by not doing bad things. A lot of people say, well, I don't go out and kill, murder, plunder, and steal. You know, God's got to let me into heaven if he lets anybody in. But the thing is, whether you're the best person walking the face of the earth or the worst sinner, nothing you do or don't do is going to wash away one sin. But, you know, when you come to Jesus Christ, what he did for you at Calvary, he paid the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. You see, most people don't realize that sin had to be paid for. God hates sin, and he's a God of perfect righteousness. His righteousness demanded sin be paid for. But we couldn't pay for it ourselves unless we went to died and went to hell to pay for it. So God allowed Jesus to pay the payment for you and me. When he died on that cross, God allowed him to transfer your guilt and mine in full upon his son. And when Jesus said, it is finished, that meant all the work necessary for you and I to go to heaven has been done. He paid the payment in full. Now he's offering it to us as a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. A gift is something that he presents to you. He don't force it on you. If you want to reject it and pay the consequences, he'll let you do it. But Jesus said, though, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, now that killeth the prophets and stoneth them that were sent unto you, how oft would I have gathered thee together as a hen gathers her chicken gathers her hens under her wings, but ye would not. And Stephen said, how that told people that were stoning him that you help that they resist the Holy Spirit. So in other words, it's not that God doesn't love you and wants you to come to heaven. And the people that are dying and going to hell is because they rejected God's free gift. And now God hears me talking to you right now. God's offering to come into your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. Now, you can say no to it, but you're going to have to pay the consequences, and you can't blame God if you die and go to hell. God wants you to come to heaven, and he says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you pray and ask him to come into your heart, he's going to do it because he wants you to be saved, but he's leaving it up to you. And my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. And if you want to receive Jesus, what do you say we say a simple prayer together? I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time, but even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. So let's pray. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. So you got to start with that. Oh, dear God, I repent of my sins. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on Calvary's cross to pay the payment in full for my sins. And Lord, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, believing you died on the cross and shed your blood for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer just now and really meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you may think it, wish it, or wonder about it, but that you may know. And when the Bible says believe on, that doesn't mean just believe about. Even the devil knows that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul. But God says believe on, that meant that you put your faith in, ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he says that you may know you have eternal life.
Amen. We are out of time for okay. Tonight.
God
and
bless.
So thanks for the prayer. Till tomorrow. Good night. God bless. And always
keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.